Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
But if we elect Donald Trump, we are willingly giving Joe Biden 4 more years in the White House, and America can't handle that.
Over the weekend, former Republican Texas representative and presidential hopeful Will Hurd was booed at a dinner hosted by the Iowa Republican Party after he said Republicans will lose the 2024 presidential election if former President Donald Trump were to become the Republican nominee. During an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Hurd said it's possible for a third-party candidate to win and added he hasn't ruled that possibility out for himself. 2024 Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in New Hampshire on Monday and laid out his economic plan, which takes aim at China, taxes, and regulations.
Success for this country is attainable. Freedom that we've been bequeathed by prior generations is worth fighting for.
DeSantis said current policies between the United States and China have created what he calls an abusive relationship. In an interview with ABC News, Vice President Kamala Harris doubled down on her position that new education standards in Florida are aiming to rewrite Black history.
I don't think that this is subject to any ideological debate to say that people who were enslaved did not benefit from slavery, period.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has accused Democrats of lying about the state's educational guidelines, while other Black conservatives are criticizing the standards, including Republican South Carolina senator and presidential hopeful Tim Scott, who said there's no silver lining in slavery. Following Hunter Biden's former business associate Devin Archer's closed testimony on Monday, Democratic Representative of New York Dan Goldman said Archer stated Hunter would put President Biden on the phone with business associates in the past, but discuss no business dealings.
They never once spoke about any business dealings. As he described it, it was all casual conversation.
Archer told lawmakers that Hunter would frequently answer his father's phone calls during business meetings. This comes as Republicans continue to push for President Biden to be impeached by attempting to link him to his son's business transactions. Lawmakers continue to battle it out as government spending takes center stage as Congress has until the end of the year to pass an appropriations package. Last week, Democratic Missouri Representative Cori Bush had harsh words for Republicans as House Majority Leader Steve Scalise took to the floor to praise the passage of legislation which allocates funding for military construction.
If both sides won't, we still will do that work. And I would yield one more time to the gentlelady.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.